This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 15th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, perfect for a night stroll. In Haifa, a light breeze makes for a pleasant atmosphere. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel avoids an Iran clash but warns that the U.S. deal cannot bind its actions in Lebanon. Also, Walla reports earlier this hour that the security system in Israel seeks answers on uranium and nuclear issues amid a new agreement. Also this hour, Times of Israel says the U.S. and Iran have reached a deal to end the war, including the Lebanon conflict, with President Trump announcing the Strait of Hormuz will reopen. Separately, Forward details from earlier today that Trump has announced the completion of a deal with Iran to end the war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, from earlier today, Trump announces that the deal with Iran is now complete. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ruthie Blum, a commentator, posted just minutes ago expressing skepticism about Senator Rubio approving the U.S. deal with Tehran. Eli Afriat, an Israeli journalist, writing earlier today, shares the story of Yagil Yaakov, a 12-year-old boy kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th, who survived, but his father did not. Andrew Fox, a political analyst, posted earlier today that while the U.S.-Iran deal may buy time, it comes at a significant cost to U.S. global standing, with China benefiting from the situation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the first headline, Ynet reports that Israel is avoiding a direct clash with Iran after its recent strike on Beirut. Prime Minister Netanyahu has expressed that any U.S. deal should not limit Israel's ability to act in Lebanon. This development underscores the delicate balancing act Israel faces in its regional security strategy. Turning to another development, Walla reports that a senior Israeli security official has not yet received crucial answers regarding the handling of enriched uranium and Lebanon's freedom of action following the U.S.-Iran agreement. These unanswered questions could impact Israel's security calculus moving forward. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights a new U.S.-Iran deal aimed at ending the war. This agreement, reportedly driven by recent tensions, includes the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and may lead to new nuclear talks. The deal's success could shift regional dynamics, bringing temporary relief, but also raising questions about long-term stability. Separately, Forward reports President Trump has confirmed this deal with Iran is complete. It marks a significant diplomatic milestone, potentially easing tensions in the Gulf. However, the implications for regional power balances remain uncertain. Finally, this U.S.-Iran deal is a major geopolitical move, but its broader impact on Middle East alliances and security arrangements is yet to be fully understood. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Baron Trump faces criticism over the high price of his new energy drink brand, Solos. It features natural ingredients and costs $39 for a 12-pack, raising eyebrows in the market. Separately, Globes reports that Teva Pharmaceuticals plans to lay off 250 employees in its active pharmaceutical ingredients division in Israel. The company had been in talks to sell the division, but no deal materialized. And finally, CTEC reports that Israel's economic resilience comes at a price. While markets remain strong and risk premiums fall, questions about growth, security, and the country's future abound. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.